This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Friday morning show this morning with Leo, with you until 12 noon. Now, earlier this year, the first season of The Block for this year, the contestants walked away with heaps of money, which was fabulous. And on Sunday, the new season starts. On the phone telling us all about it is the gorgeous Shelley Craft. Hello, Shelley.
Hello, how are you, Leo?
I am fabulous, doll. Now, this season of The Block, I had a bit of a sneaky peek last night of the first couple of episodes.
Did you? I have not even seen the first couple of episodes.
Oh, well, there you go, doll. It's all about who you know.
It so is.
Now, for this season, once again, it is in Melbourne, and it's in the gorgeous South Yale, which is actually my neighbourhood, and they're going to be renovating a retro 70s office block.
Oh, yes. Look, it's an atrocious old building. Everyone would know it. It was the Seville Hotel for a while. I think it was originally called the Octagon. And, of course, in true Block fashion, it is now the Blocktagon. So, you'd know it. It's right on the corner of Punt Road and Commercial Road there. So if anyone is driving past, take a look. Hopefully it's looking a bit better than it did when we started.
Now, the first episode opens up on Sunday and with a 24-hour challenge where the contestants need to sort of transform a room with a small budget of just $3,000.
It doesn't sound like a small budget, is it? But once you actually start your painting and obviously the decorating, that can blow out into, well, as much as you really want to spend. So the whole idea of the challenge is to work out which floor our teams are going to end up on. So you would think that whoever wins the challenge would choose the penthouse, but do they know that the lift doesn't work and there will be 8 stories of scaffolding that they need to drag their goods up and down? So maybe the penthouse isn't the ultimate choice. Maybe you're better off on the first floor.
Oh, my goodness. And they don't know that. That's going to be interesting, isn't it?
Yeah. Now, we don't like to make it too easy.
Now, the contestants for this year from Melbourne, here in Melbourne, Andy and Whitney from Melbourne, they met through Tinder.
Oh, they're so delightful. They are the cutest couple, but they're also pretty clueless when it comes to renovating. So not everyone has renovation skills this time around, but Andy and Whitney, they're also from that area. So, you know, they know where the good shops are. Hopefully they know how to find good tradies and they can put their minds to it and overcome. And look, as you said, young love, young bright love, living in such close quarters under such pressure might put a bit of a strain on a relationship. But, you know, hopefully they can hang in there till the end.
Now, Shelley, the two ladies from the Gold Coast, Susie and Vonnie, used to be former models. Now, they seem quite fabulous.
Oh, they are quite fabulous. I can tell you the first broken shellac nail, there will be dramas. But other than that, look, they're really hard workers, to be honest. They both live in the gym as well, so they're very fit, very strong, but again, have absolutely zero renovation experience. And some of the conversations that Susie particularly has with Scotty about what a chippy is and what a sparky is, I can only imagine what she thinks when she's going to bed at night, thinking, what on earth am I doing here, living here in this kind of mess? But, look, they're great fun. All our teams are really good fun this year, so hopefully that comes across in the show. You've seen 3 episodes. You tell me, was it fun?
It was very fun. It was very, very fun. And it's actually quite funny. Actually, the first episode, I'm not giving too much away, but hot tradies are hanging around this year. We love that.
Oh, there's always hot tradies on site. Yeah, not a bad place to turn up to work every day.
Because Susie and Vonnie, they latch on to a couple of tradies that help them out.
Well, they do have different ways of persuasion than some of our other teams. We've been known to bribe them perhaps with sandwiches or some beers after work. Susie and Vonnie go about it a little bit differently. Sandwiches of a different kind, shall we say.
Right, yes, of course. Now, Shelley, what team do we need to look out for in the next few episodes? Bit of a teaser for us. What's going to happen?
Oh, look, it's interesting. As I said, we've got a good bunch. Kingy and Caro are ones to watch. They're from North Queensland, so they've got that sort of let's just get in there and do it attitude. They're not here for the show pony side of things. They just want to get the job done and get it done well. I think all their intentions are really good, whether they can execute those straight up or not. But I think they have a really good flair and a really interesting style that we haven't seen on the block before. You know, we have seen a lot of Scandinavian design before, and we have seen a lot of very minimalist design before. But I think Kingi and Caro might shake things up a little bit.
Right. And of course, Scotty Cam is back on board this year, as is the judges as well. So getting very, very harsh this year, I hear, as well, with the judging. And they want something that's really, really fantastic and out the box.
Well, that's it. You know, as you said, we're 11 series in now, and it's very hard to not want to go one better every year, even though the contestants are just as green as the first teams we had. And it's interesting, the first block that was ever done would actually fit inside one apartment of the Bloctagon. So, you know, you had four teams working on that, and they still had the same amount of time to produce, you know, an entire building that would fit inside one of our apartments. So the series certainly has exploded, and every year it gets sort of bigger and badder than before. But as I said, the contestants are just as new as they are every single time. So, you know, the judges, yes, they are looking for new ideas and they are looking for new inspiration, but we've got to remember that these guys are first-time renovators as well. So it takes them a few weeks to get into the flow of things, and we see some pretty big disasters the first couple of weeks. So, you know, again, that always keeps it entertaining.
The new season of The Block starts on Channel 9 this Sunday at 7 o'clock. That's 7 o'clock on the 9 network with the gorgeous Shelley Craft and Scotty Cam. Thank you, Shelley, for joining us this morning.
My pleasure. Thank you. I hope you enjoy the series. And, yeah, make sure you drive past and have a sticky beak.
Thank you, love.
Thank you. See you soon. Bye.
Thanks. That was Shelley Craft from The Block this year, starting on Channel 9 this Sunday from 7 o'clock. I've seen the first two episodes, and it's very good this year, just saying. Some really good contestants. And as I said before to Shelley, some hot tradies this year. Loving that.
This Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.